Blog Talk Radio.
I came up out the darkness, searching for light. I know home is where my heart is, but now nothing seems right. I try to make peace and cut my losses and carry on somehow, but I've come much too far and it's too late to turn back now. Here I go again.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakeem Luba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Today's one of my long days, but as usual, this is the highlight of my day. So Tuesdays and Thursdays are always a good thing because I get to do what I love to do, wear my goddamn mouth.
that's one way of looking at it.
I do. And not being censored, filtered, or anything else. So I love it. How are you?
I'm good. If I can not lose my voice during the middle of the show, will be even better. Again, the hotter it is, the more humid it is, the more of a pounding my allergies take. So it's like I'm just, sheesh, man. It's rough.
Yeah, that's fun. See, I know people complain about how hot it is, but I don't have a chance to feel it. Being it's an ice box at work. So by the time I get outside, walk to my car, get in my car, I'm defrosting. So I don't even have to roll my windows down, cut the air on, or anything. And then when I get home, my home is at a nice temperature, not too hot, not too cold. So I try not to even complain that it's that cold at work anymore because I don't have to complain about how hot it is.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's too hot, I avoid at all costs. So I only go out when I have to. And yeah, my kids try to get me outside after work.
Yeah. Well, you know they're more, it seems like they're more durable than us, so they can go outside all day every day, and sheesh, they got that. Way too hot. Way, way too hot out there for me. You know, when I get to the point where... Oh, yeah. They're invincible now. Wait till they, you know, bones start cricking. when they stand up, the joints start sounding like a damn box of Rice Krispies. So, we'll see. All right. So, that's that favorite time of the month.
Yes, the Q&A session. The Q&A sessions. And we're just going to be, well, first of all, it's Therapy Thursday, and we are having our monthly Q&A sessions, and we will answer some questions that were submitted about sex life, relationships, entertainment, black news, and politics. All questions are welcome. Feel free to call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with me and Hakeem. You guys never disappoint, no matter what the topic is. But these Q&A sessions, that's keeping me on my toes. I don't think I'm even surprised anymore, Hakim, about a question. I remember when I first started, I used to get this little shock just for a moment while you're reading it. Like, did this person really just ask this? But not anymore.
Strap in. Strap in.
I brag about my listeners to people all the time. Keep me on my toes.
Well,
you want to say before we get started?
Well, no, let's just jump into it. We got a lot of questions, and yeah, it's going to be one of those shows. Okay. So we're doing a two-part series here. We're going to do it this Thursday and next Thursday to finish the month. So we're going to stretch this out between, sex life, relationships, entertainment, black news, politics, whatever's on your mind. Ask us, we give you our opinion. Where do we start?
You see, y'all, this is the type of warning, of preparation I get on air when he said, strap up, it's going to be one of those. Like, this is the kind of preparation I get. I don't get an inbox beforehand. I don't get a sneak peek or any other questions or topics.
Oh, no.
Boom.
Got to keep the queen on her toes. You know, it's like when it's like walking into a pizza shop and they doing hair in there. You gotta be on your toes. So.
That's what I get, y'all.
All right. Let's see. Okay. All right. Let's start off with a softball. Should you wait for someone if they have told you that they want you in the future, but just aren't ready to commit yet?
Should you wait? No, you're not obligated to wait for anyone. If you just happen, and you can just explain to them, listen, if I'm still available at that time when you're quote-unquote ready, then hey, maybe we can do something then, but you're not obligated to wait for anybody. The future could be a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now. You don't have to put your life on hold for anyone.
Well, that is one way to that's one way to to do it. I mean, I look at it like, I mean, if you believe in the person and you think the person is worth it, go for it. If not, still do your thing and wait for I would hate for someone to sit back and wait for a situation they don't even believe in. And then they pass up something better. Or they pass up something that's a little more secure, if that makes any sense. So I guess it's up to you. So, I mean, it's clearly up to you.
It's like saying you're going to grab box A that has $500 in it, or do you want to grab box B when you can get up to $1 million, and then you grab and it's like a dollar in it. It's like you want to wait for a maybe. If you found, because you just like this, in my opinion, while you're sitting around waiting for someone to decide that they're ready or you're good enough, then you could be missing out on somebody that you are good enough for, that really wants you, that ready to put all in on you. You don't know what that person's real intentions are, as far as, I mean, that could be someone who just want to keep you around because they don't want anybody else to have you, you know? Or because they know you're a good woman or a good man. and they want to always have you in their back pocket.
Okay. Well, you heard from the queen. I mean, I don't know. I just look at it as sometimes someone could actually make that request of you and be in the best of intentions, and they're trying to get their stuff together. They're almost there. They're almost there, but they're asking you, look, just be patient with me, and, you know, just give me a little time. Hold up for me. You know, don't go cracking them cheeks
right.
with somebody else. That's what he really asked you.
I mean, when you put it that way, that makes it completely different. Because if someone is working on themselves, because, you know, we always promote self-care here on the show, if they're not in a position where they have their own issues and they have to work on themselves to be able to be the man or woman that you need them to be, then yes, appreciate that. You know, give them that time. Because some people aren't mature enough or man or woman enough to be able to identify what their issues are and work on those things so they can put their all into a situation. You have a lot of broken people getting into a relationship. So when you put it that way, and that person is just clearly because they're working on themselves, because if you're no good to yourself, how are you going to be good to somebody else? Then that's a different story. But in any other situation, someone is just, you know, oh, I'm not ready, and you're supposed to just sit down twirling your thumbs until they figure it out, then no. But if it's for growth and strengthening themselves and bettering themselves, then yeah. So I get you.
Well, let's see. All right. Oh, boy, here we go. Jada Pinkett shit. This question is from Monique. And Monique is hitting us up out of Detroit. This is her fourth time listening, she says. And she's saying she just met a 24-year-old guy, and she loves their conversation. She loves the flirtatious interactions. But she's 36. Do y'all think this is okay? I'm really interested in your thoughts.
When it comes to a different age range in a relationship, I think it all depends on the individual. Do you think he's mature enough? Do you think, because, you know, some people mature quick, some people mature right on time, and some people don't mature at all. Also, is he able to take care of your wants and needs? Is he able to be the mate that you need him to be? That role, because sometimes a younger man wants to be involved with an older woman and aren't able to provide or be that man that an older woman needs him to be. Because I gotta understand, the older you get, it's more responsibilities, a different mindset. You're in different, you know, stage in your life. If you finish playing around. So it all depends on what type of individual he is and what your wants and needs are and if he's able to fulfill those. Because in some cases, believe me, the ones that's the same age or older, it's still stuck in this warped stage where they haven't grown.
Yeah, you're in Cougar Town now, sis. If this is what you want to do, do it. But that age is a very, very dangerous age. It's good for fun, but it's very little in the maturity department. I'm sure he seems that way now, but you will find that people in that age bracket are different people when they're under stress. Or when they're upset, or when they're in their feelings, or when they feel challenged in a certain way, or they get jealous, whatever emotional state they find themselves in, they revert to their age. So, you know, I'm sure at some point Jada thought she was doing the right thing too until it was over and the young boy came out of this cat. So flirtations is fun, you know, and you like the conversations. If you want to bounce up and down on him and use his face as a goddamn scoop bucket, then fine. But aside from that, don't waste your time. Okay. All right, let's get a little raunchy, shall we?
A scoop bucket. I hear that.
Yeah. It was that damn dog scooting his ass across the floor. That's how you use them.
Oh, I get it. When you said it, I visualized it. I get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Queen, here's a BDSM question. More of a statement, but I'm a condense it down. This is from this is from Miss Cheetah. She's not. I'm sure that's not her real name, and she's not telling me where she's from. She says, "I heard you guys some of your old shows on BDSM. I wanted your take on this. How do I introduce my boyfriend into pet play? I've often fantasized about the idea of my boyfriend, who serves as my dom, using me and forcing me to act like a monkey, making monkey noises, him feeding me bananas, and making sure me sucking on them, him fingering me as I bounce up and down on our couch like a monkey. But I don't know how to get this through his head. So is there any tips you guys can give to me in order to get this thing popping? Fucking monkey.
Nothing is a definite. You can have a conversation. Either he's into it and wanted to experience or he don't. You can't force it on him. Usually when something is forced, then it's not fun for that person or it's a turnoff. But all you can do is have a conversation, just like he described it to us. Talk to him about it. If you want to get three answers, one of three answers, yes, no, or maybe. I mean, that's the new one. Monkey.
In any other fetish, I'm sorry for laughing at you, but I'm laughing at you. But just like any other fetish, you have that. You sit down with your dom or your boyfriend, whoever, or whatever role he's playing at the time, and you explain to him what you want, and see if he's down with it. And if he's not down with it, then you just have to, you know, chalk it up. I'm sorry. I'm just stuck with a fingering and her jumping up and down on the couch like a monkey.
Like a monkey.
All right. Thanks for writing this, Miss Fucking Curious George. All right. Let's see. All right. This is a man. I had it and I lost it. Damn it. Okay. All right, here's someone who needs some assistance. Okay, my wife has cheated on me. I'm sorry, he left no name. All right, it's a bunch of smiley faces is the goddamn name. Okay, my wife has cheated on me before last night. I can use some advice. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm trying to read the way someone typed it. Okay, my wife cheated on me before last night. I can use some advice. She doesn't feel guilty for cheating on me at all. She blames me for everything, and she always stays up really late, but last night she supposedly went to sleep, and I don't know she didn't. Okay. I could use some advice because she even has explained to me the details. I didn't care for that, and it was cruel. I've messed up before, but I've never cheated. I looked at porn, but that was about it. Did I do something wrong?
Sometimes when a person cheats, it has absolutely nothing to do with the person that was cheated on. Maybe she's hurt for her to be able to want to hurt you and give you details. maybe she's, I mean, can't forgive you. You said you messed up in the past, even though it wasn't cheating. Did he say porn, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she had a conversation to see what is it that you, she might have felt that you did wrong, that you don't feel like you done wrong. Because unless somebody has some insecurity issues, I don't know why porn would be a problem or a reason for someone to go out and cheat. Sometimes people are just cheaters, and they need an excuse, and they don't want to be held accountable, so they blame the other person. There's a conversation that you need to have. And as far as you not being able to trust her because she's cheated in the past, she doesn't seem like she has any remorse for cheating. So you need to decide whether you want to be with somebody that you can't trust and you have to worry about. And also that person not showing any remorse or not making it any easier, making you feel any more secure in your spot, whether you want to be with them or not. Because that's not a way to live. That's nobody should want to be in a relationship. I mean, all feelings aside, because you may very well love her, but all relationships, whether people love the other person or not, is not healthy. So,
let me tell you what you did wrong. Yeah, you did something wrong. She's still there.
I knew you were going to say that.
She's still there. You're still trying to have a goddamn conversation with her. Don't do it, Hakim. You're still trying to be civil during the time of war. So I'm going to work very hard in not going completely apeshit on you and her. But yeah, you did something wrong. You said it yourself. She's cruel. You said it yourself. You didn't care for it. She's telling you even when you didn't want to hear it. So I guess you're sitting there listening to all the juicy details of some boy banging her back out. Buttering her biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Putting that good cream on the cake. The buttercream. You know that buttercream?
It's not making any better.
Get your ass out of there or get her ass out of there. It's not hard at all. It's not hard. You know, go to the goddamn Home Depot, get them big ass garden bags and fill her shit up. Matter of fact, damn, I almost told him to throw her ass in there. Don't do that, but just get rid of her ass. And go find somebody. If your version of messing up is watching porn, she out there with her legs behind her damn head, and all you did is watch porn. Okay.
Don't blame yourself. That's the worst thing you can do is blame yourself or somebody else. That one that drop below and spread it wide.
Yeah, only thing you can blame yourself for is tolerating that shit and expecting her to have some remorse for you. She sees that you're weak. She has no sympathy about what she is doing. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm going to hope that you're able to find some kind of resolution in this. And there you go.
Love yourself more than you love her.
Exactly. So, I'm being told. Okay, I just got forwarded a question from one of our regulars who wants to remain nameless. What do you do when you find out your mate is on the Facebook dating app and even tried to holler at friends that he didn't know you knew? How do I deal with this low-down piece of shit?
Cut him off. And you don't even owe him an explanation to why you're cutting him off either. Let him continue to make a fool of himself and chase after people he don't have a chance with. Give him, he doesn't respect you, you don't even owe him an explanation when you cut him off. You cut them off. Don't deal with it. At all. Because clearly
yep.
he's not finished searching.
Yeah, he looking for he looking for some side piece quarantine booty, some COVID cheeks on the side. The same thing that goes for the last person goes for you. What do you talk? We appreciate your writing, but what do you think you should do? Put his ass on a boat, get it out deep, and sink it. I don't know what to tell you. He is literally trying to holler at chicks you know. So, I don't know what to tell you. All right.
If he said he don't know that she knows the people? Or...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you never know all of your... Just because when you're with someone, you're dating someone, you don't know everyone they know.
Right.
Right? Sometimes not everybody's on social media together. Not everybody. There's a lot of girlfriends who don't follow each other because of the content. So here you are trying to holler at somebody and don't realize that this chick you're trying to holler at is friends with your woman.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the Dickhead of the Year award. So
I wonder how did you find out? Do y'all just talk about did she just say, I met this dude on a date night? Like, how did you find out? I'm so curious when I hear those things.
Yep. I just said it's fucked up. Oh, man. All right. We got a lot of cheating activity going on. This is Vanessa from D.C. Vanessa said, I've listened to the last 15 shows, but this is my first time ever writing or interacting with you guys. I have a very, very serious question.
Okay.
My partner seems to think that live webcam porn isn't cheating. I think it is. Porn is one thing, but live webcams are another. Am I being extra, or is this son of a bitch cheating? I'll play back and listen to your response.
So he's just watching live webcams, correct?
Live webcam is interactive. That's how they make that extra money, because you're giving orders and you're actually communicating them. You're either talking, looking at them face to face, or you're keying it in, and they can see it up on their screen. Either way, you're interacting directly with the porn star.
If you have a problem with it, then it's a problem, and you should respect it. I would say it's cheating, only because cheating is not always sexual and physical. You know, you could be cheating emotionally, and this way he's still. I mean, yeah, it's cheating. If you are not feeling good about it, you need to respect it. A part of me want to say it's not, but I know cheating is more than just physical. And since that person is going back and forth, and I mean, just like if it was just regular messages and wasn't no sex involved, you know, well, no actually seeing, you know, what the person is doing to themselves or giving orders, it would still be considered cheating. So, yeah, cheating. And he needs to stop, or you need to remove yourself if you're not okay with it. Now let's hear what Hakim got to say.
I mean, I'm with you. If it's really that deep and it's bothering you that much and you ask him to stop, he should stop. You know, sometimes we could get caught up and we can, you know, we can be doing something that's no big deal to us, but can mean everything to our that can mean everything to our me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's
go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's super, 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 super important for us to recognize and fully understand our mate's feelings are always important.
Nope. Because you never know why somebody feel the way they feel about something. For one, my rule is never tell someone how to feel about something. Try. You may not feel the same way as them, but you need to try to understand why they feel the way they feel, because there could be many different factors in why they feel the way they feel. Anything from past experiences, misunderstanding, you know, trauma, any little thing that could be the reason why they feel the way they feel. And then once they tell you how they feel, you have to respect it. And that's one of the things about it. Some people feel like, oh, it's just not a big deal. Oh, you're over-exaggerating, you're blowing it up. And no, those feelings could very well be valid. So you have to have that conversation and communicate about whatever that feeling is. Now, you could tell somebody that they reacted wrong to something, you know, but you can't tell them they wasn't entitled to feel the way they feel about something.
Excuse me. Okay. I stick to my point. You have to be able to listen to when your mate is upset. Some shit pissing them off. What do you want to do? You want to keep doing you for fun and keep pissing her off? Is it worth it? It's just that simple. Is it worth it? I mean, at the end of the day, what's more important? You getting your jollies off, rubbing a mean one off to your favorite porn star, or have to come home every day to that face all scrunched the hell up and throwing frying pans at your goddamn head?
Right.
So, I don't know. Sometimes we don't think things out clearly enough. We do things out of the spirit of the moment. We're too busy chasing a nut. We're too busy focusing on shit that don't matter. And the thing that does matter, realistically, I don't see a problem with it. That's just me. But my idea of things is a little more broader than most people. I'm a little more open about shit than most people. Some of the things that I don't have a problem with, some people may have a problem with. But at the end of the day, you know, when you got to come home to this person and they pissed off because you're doing something that ain't going to kill you to stop. Your heart will not stop if you don't. I know it feels like it, but your heart and your blood ain't going to stop flowing and pumping and shit because you can't go live and watch a porn star shake her ass and talk to her. Just chill. That's all you got to do. Just chill. All right. Okay. My partner of 6 years refers to his coworker as his work wife. I saw a text of his to her, "Haven't heard from you today. You know we need our daily dose." Now, he thinks I'm tripping, and he thinks I'm overreacting. What do y'all think? And this is from Janine Lewis. Didn't
you
give a location.
Tripping. You're not tripping. If you feel some type of way about it. First of all, I think everybody has, you know, well, mainly, I'm not going to say everybody. People do, whether they call it or not, just based on the interaction in the workplace, people have work wives and work husbands, granted. But it's a line that you don't cross. And I believe that was her flirting with him. because as cool as I am with people in my office, I am not going to die, and I'm not going to chase them down. I'm not going to reach out just because I haven't heard from them. So you have an issue, same as before. You have an issue with it. You brought it to his attention. Now he needs to correct it, because that's the real relationship that's supposed to be between you and him. So your feelings are supposed to be taken into consideration. You have a problem with it. And that's the issue with people. They don't know how to check people when they're supposed to check people. So when people do things, if she's comfortable texting him that, then they have that type of relationship. Not saying it's necessarily anything. It could be nothing on his part, but that doesn't mean she doesn't feel anything. So now that you brought it to his attention, he needs to correct it, he needs to check it, and that needs to be it. Because once a person do something and neither party see anything wrong with it, then it will continue. And it might even go farther to see what's what. But I don't know this quote-unquote work wife and what her intention is with your man, that she feels like she needs a daily dose of him. And if she doesn't hear from him, she has to reach out to him, because she feels something clearly has to be wrong if she hasn't heard from him and she hears from him so much. But, hey, that's just me. But if you feel some type of way about it and you brought it to his attention, he needs to do something about it. He explained if he needs to give you an explanation, and he needs to maybe alter the way they communicate if it's making you uncomfortable, if it's really nothing going on. That's one thing I don't understand. If it's not that big a deal, because he clearly doesn't think it's that big of a deal with the message, but you do, then it shouldn't be a problem with altering how the communication is with them. If it's not that deep, then it's really nothing going on. Because that means, is he okay with hurting your feelings but don't want to hurt hers? I'm confused. You're the girl. Make me want to go find him.
Yeah, bruh. You tripping. Brother man tripping. You trying to get your ass cut. You trying to get cut in your sleep, and you trying to get her ass kicked on her lunch break. She going to get off work one day and walk to her car, and somebody going to throw a can of goddamn Boston baked beans at a can of goddamn Bush's baked beans at her ass, social distance strike. You're going to get somebody fucked up doing it. I keep trying to tell y'all with these goddamn work husbands and work wives, if I had in my past life, if I had a damn nickel for every time I flipped a goddamn work husband, I'd be rolling around the goddamn Rolls Royce right now. That dumb shit. You're going to get somebody fucked up. You're going to probably get somebody shot.
Not to work, you're going to work to make money. You're never supposed to. Me, I'm cool with people in my office, but never to the point where anything is going to be taken out of context, because you don't shit where you, what is it? You don't shit where you eat at, whatever the saying going. I mean, I've known people who lost their jobs because their interaction, even though it might have not been nothing serious, is to their job is serious. So now you're gonna kick her ass. He's gonna be out of a job. I mean, why do people play so close to people at work?
Yeah, somebody gonna end up in jail, or and somebody gonna be in the hospital, or somebody gonna be in the goddamn morgue.
Everybody's gonna be out of a job.
You know, it's gonna be more than some out of some damn job. Somebody's gonna be out of life. You can't play around with that. You can't keep playing those games.
Well, I got
So, and then when you're exposed by wifey or hubby, now you gotta explain this dumb shit. And what you going to do if the person you're explaining it to ain't trying to hear it, and they say, all right, I'm coming up there tomorrow. Now, you about to get all embarrassed. All your business about to be all like, they going to come tear that shit up. Somebody going to jail, somebody going to the hospital, shots fired. Because guess what? When it comes to the heart, everybody don't fuck around. I am one of those people. Do not play those games with me. I will not be goddamn Hakim Nuba, Hakim. No, I ain't Hakim shit. I am a whole different animal. Don't play those games. It is not safe in this day and age. All you got to do is look at your local news. All you got to do is turn around and read a newspaper. You'll see there are people dropping like flies over the littlest thing. You got to take life a little more serious. Everything ain't yuckety yuckety, you know, everything ain't goddamn fun. Because if I catch y'all, you let me catch you with a goddamn work husband. I'm gonna give y'all a work divorce too.
Make you a work widow.
So, yeah. Fucking work husband. Got a fucking work husband.
Never supposed to make your mate should never have had to feel a certain way about someone else.
Anyway, I tell you, man, y'all got some shit with y'all. I asked for some questions, and I'm getting damn cheating stories, and damn. All right, Queen, I need you to answer the age old debate amongst women and men. This one is from Cat Stevens. And Cat wants to know, I need y'all to resolve this dumbass issue I'm seeing up and down my timeline. Does your husband need permission from you as a wife to give his mother money?
Dude. I wouldn't say permission, but it should be a conversation had when it's dipping into the finances of a joint home, like all the expenses is together. But permission, no. I mean, if my mom needs something, my mom is going to get something. My mom did her job. She raised me. She took care of me. So if I'm in a position to do, I'm going to do. But I think only a conversation should be had if, you know, it's dipping within the finances, within, you know, the funds of that household, because your home do need to be taken care of. Yes, I think we should take care of our parents when we can, but our home should be taken care of as well. But is it some type of jealousy thing? Was it some type of mama boy thing, like overly mama? Everybody know I have issues with mama boys. You know, care for your mom, take care of your mom, but, you know, you have a family, you have a responsibility within your woman, your family, your household, so make sure that's taken care of. But I don't think permission has to be given, but a conversation has to be had. Don't just look into the bank account and you see $300 going. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll give it to my mom. Okay, but you didn't pay your, you know, electric bill or phone bill or mortgage or whatever. So, but finances is a tough thing.
Sometimes it's the number one cause of divorce.
Yeah, but and especially if it's both of y'all money going into that account, you can't just do what you please with it. You know, he has to say so too, and vice versa. Even if it was the wife's or the girlfriend's, you know, parent. Is this a mama boy that's asking this question?
No, this was a sister, Cat Stevens. Stephen.
I keep mispronouncing
her last name. Does your husband need permission from you as a wife to give his mother money? I'm with the queen on this. If it's a joint account, he's pulling that money out. Yeah, you got to talk to her. Hey, wife, mom needs to borrow $200 for a goddamn light bill. She's going to be in the dark using candles and shit. Middle ages. And you talk it over. You work it out. You don't just go grabbing money that's set to the side for the mortgage, the car notes, and your own PICO, your own utilities bills and stuff like that. You just talk. Communications ain't hard. People make shit harder by not communicating. Now, if this is a situation where we have that pot we both put money, that account we both put money in to cover our bills, but we both have our own separate accounts so we can buy the things we want to buy for ourselves, then if you're pulling it out of your stash, she ain't got shit to say. That's your mama. Because if it was her mama, she wouldn't be stopping to ask you the goddamn, can she pull money out of her own account to help her mama out? So, you know, just at the end of the day, be responsible. If you know you're taking from your own house and you're in a marriage, or even if you're in a relationship and y'all splitting the bills thing and y'all got money set together, don't touch that without talking to the other person for nobody, not even goddamn mama. So that's all I got to say about that shit. All right, we got about 13 minutes left. I got a bunch of requests that have been coming in since the weekend. Everyone wants to know our take on this Meg Thee Stallion, Tory, dumb shit Lane situation. Have you heard about this ridiculousness, Queen?
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about it. I'm just waiting for the full story to come out, because right now it's all internet speculation and, you know, social media. But
what's
the question?
Well, but no, the question is it's a bunch of folks, because I stopped counting after six. They want to know how do we feel about it, give our take on it, and our opinions, I guess.
Well, unfortunately, this happened to her. I hope she heals, speedy recovery, because they said she had to get, surgery to get the bullets removed. I mean, if a crime was committed against her, the person who committed the crime need to pay for that crime, regardless who they are. The circumstances that was around it, I don't know, but I don't think it was warranted for her to be shot, even if it was a simple argument. But you got to be careful who you hang around, what kind of lifestyle you have, and if you want to portray to be in a certain type of lifestyle, you got to stand on that shit when it's time to. You know, some people rap about and sing about lifestyles they're not even a part of, because that's within, that's what's making their money. Hopefully everything works out with that situation. I don't think anybody should just not get in trouble for a crime they commit just because who they are. Now, they didn't say that he was the... They didn't come out and confirm to say he was the shooter, but from what I'm hearing, there's only, three or four people, a chauffeur, her, him, and the friend. So.
He's the only one that got arrested.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
See, this is...
Take a breath.
In the age of... I'm going to have to be sensitive, because there's more women than men listening to this show. And we're in a very strange time where a lot of our women are disappearing and getting killed. There's even talk of a serial killer loose here in Philadelphia, killing our women. They're finding our women in bags and car trunks and stuff like that. So it goes back to intelligence. Tory Lanez, Meg Thee Stallion, Meg's girlfriend, was her best friend or something, right? they're from what I'm gathering, for all the coverage I've seen, they went to Kylie Jenner's house or one of her cribs or something, and they were hanging out, and a fight broke out, and shot fired, hit her foot. So this is what one has to ask themselves. Needs a goddamn gun going to Kylie Jenner's house.
Right.
What the fuck? Unless you expected, unless he thought Bruce was going to come jumping out of a closet to rape his ass, what the fuck he needed a gun there for?
Right.
You're with a bunch of women. You're with a bunch of women, and you're the only dickhead with a gun. And from what I understand, make story change throughout the process. Now, if I'm wrong, y'all correct me, because I'm trying to chase this story a little bit, because I have to be perfectly honest with you. I don't give a shit in a shamrock about none of these people. Rich people doing stupid shit is the lowest damn thing. I'm talking about lower than an ant's nuts hanging. That's how much I give a fuck. But since y'all care, I'm gonna talk about this ridiculous, ratchet, dumb shit. Rich, pretty fucks doing dumb shit. So, this dickhead want to be a goon around a bunch of girls. That means he's fucking soft. S-A-W-F-T, soft. Why do you need a gun with them? That's number one. So I hope they lock him up. I hope they put his ass on a goddamn catapult and launch his dumb ass back to fucking Canada or wherever the fuck he's supposed to be from. Fuck him. He's shooting girls. The part that gets a little weird is at first it was an accident, according to Meg, and then it turned when they start checking security cameras, right? Something was an accident, and then when they check or whatever excuse she gave, because she didn't come out at first to say it was him. They checked the security cameras. The detectives got to talking to her ass, and then she came out saying yes. Then she gets mad because people are cracking jokes at her because you changed your story. Okay, you can't put your life in jeopardy. Then get upset when people crack goddamn jokes about you. She's mad at who's Drea Michelle. I don't even know who the hell she is, but she's. Well, I guess on Twitter cussing at her and fussing with her because she's making jokes out of her. You're the hottest thing that's been out all goddamn year and probably last year. You're slowly – who's really talking about Cardi anymore or Nicki anymore other than Nicki's pregnant again? Who gives a fuck? But when it came to the music, they were talking about you. And you running around with this dickhead up at the Jenner's house with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Putting your best friend at risk. So, Tory Lanez, or whatever the fuck this boy name is, I hope they deport his ass. He ain't from here, right? That's all
that's
I keep hearing.
He's
from. Yeah, they say he might be getting deported over this or something. So, I don't care where he's from. He's from the land of dickheads. That's as far as I'm concerned. So, it's to the point where we have to. We have to focus on protecting our women, and our women have to focus on stop doing stupid shit with stupid people.
Stop putting ourselves in situations where it's like, because certain things should be avoided.
Yeah. And then you don't come out with the truth, because it went from, oh, it was an accident, it wasn't him, and then it turned out, oh, yeah, she's giving speeches about domestic violence. It's serious out here. So what the fuck? Why didn't you come out and say that from the rip? So basically, you were going to lie for him. You tried it. So I don't give two fucks. I really don't care. That's my opinion on it. And now she catching beef. But I'm going to tell you what I do care about. What I do care about is under one of her statuses when she was talking about what happened to her on Twitter. I think he got deleted or something. How many men were shouting out Tory Lanez, celebrating Tory Lanez?
Mm-hmm.
Bigging him up. talking about this is how we treating these bitches for the rest of 2020. I've seen it like 4 or 5 times. That's not me. That was an actual quote on some of these dickheads. So ladies, and they were brothers, they were Hispanics, and I made sure I went through every one of them. I didn't see a white boy in there. So ladies, this is what y'all got to work with out here in the community. This is what y'all have to deal with. So good luck with that, because these men are getting sorrier, they're getting more violent, and they have no problems with hurting you if you aren't doing what they want you to do. So y'all go ahead and have fun with that shit. All right, Queen, we got enough time for maybe 1 or 2 more. We're being asked, what's going on with these goddamn stimulus checks? Is Trump doing it? Who do we need to call or cuss out about these goddamn stimulus checks? That was from Tamika from Delaware.
From what I hear, that just was approved, right? Like the final person just agreed to send them out, right? From what I've seen.
They cleared a couple of hurdles today. The Republicans agreed on some shit. Nancy Pelosi came out early this morning and said, fuck y'all. You either going to do it my way or we ain't getting shit done. Pretty much what she said earlier. I was like, God damn, Nancy, come on.
So I guess that's where we stand at. It's like it's different people that have to approve these things. And the thing is, the problem is, people see these articles, they don't click on it, they start sharing it. Because some people are sharing second round of stimulus check that's old, that's from when the first ones came out, when they automatically said a second one, which they shouldn't got people hopes up. They should say, you could be, if these people approve it or pass it or whatever. Just like the first one, Trump just jumped out the gate like, I'm doing this. And it hadn't even been passed, approved, or thought out or anything. And so that's who we at. Just waiting for everybody to agree, you know?
Yeah. What happened was people saw the news reports that came out yesterday saying, the new stimulus packages are expected to be today. All right, that's what was said yesterday. When you look at Forbes magazine, Yahoo News, and a bunch of – everyone thought that the Republicans was going to get it done today. Because here's the thing. The Democrats had that shit already worked out in fucking June. No, May. Okay, the HEROES Act covers stimulus. It extends the $600 a week for unemployment. It gives more money to businesses. It's like a $6 trillion package that's going to cover all of this shit until next year. And it had money in there for frontline workers, hazard pay type thing, coming from the feds that was going to go to the states. Mm-hmm. And they're fighting. The Republicans are fighting. They do agree on the stimulus package. They agree on everybody getting another $1,200. If you're 40 grand and under, though, you won't be getting that shit if you're, you're a $90,000 person. So the big fight and the argument now is the unemployment, which ends at the for some of us it ends tomorrow, for others it ends next week. So that's the fight. But to answer your question, the stimulus checks will be coming. That's pretty much a done deal. Mm-hmm. The problem is Mitch McConnell doesn't want to give it to people who got those who getting paid. And he said the people who should have got it in the first place was the poorest of the poor, the people who are 40 grand and under. So, all right, Queen, we got about 45 seconds, up 40.
Okay, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be back for Talk Tuesday when we're having Putting in Work. We'll be here. Can't wait for that show. Next Thursday, we're going to do another part 2 of the Q&A session. Make sure you're interacting with our social media pages. Keep the questions going. You all share our posts, invite people to like our pages. You all are appreciated. Any last words?
Nah, I'm super hyped. I'm super hyped. See you guys Monday. Got some new music to release to y'all, and Will Max LP, I mean EP, is dropping in September, so we want to get him on and talk that thing up.
Great. So that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody. Peace, y'all.
Peace, y'all.
Yeah, throw your line this time. Good night.